Bill, can you tell us what advantages you think the Patriots organization has by retaining Josh McDaniels and what role you have him working in?
Oh, he's an experienced coach, and I think he helps in a lot of different ways.
Can you speak specifically towards the Broncos and Josh's experience?
I don't know about that. It's a whole new coaching staff and a whole new situation. But just in terms of what we do, you know, he's been here. He knows our offense and our system and our players. And with Billy leaving, I think he'll be able to add some things to our staff.
Bill, do you recall what your report was on Demaryius Thomas before the draft a couple years back? And can you just talk a little bit about how he's playing now?
He's a very explosive player. Big, fast, strong, good vertical player, but you know, a guy that can take short passes and turn them into long runs because of his run after catch ability. Tough guy to tackle. Very strong runner.
Was he a guy that you guys had on your radar when he was going through the process?
Oh yeah, of course. You know, he's a high pick and a player that I think everybody saw as a guy that had a good potential in the National Football League. No question.
Bill, Broncos ran for a lot of yards against you in the first quarter of the game here, and then fewer after that. Can you talk at all about what sort of adjustments you had to make?
That game was a month ago. I'm sure this game will, you know, have a lot of its own elements to it. So, you know, we'll go back and take a look at the things that they've done and the things that we do and did in that game. But in the end, it'll be... it's a whole new game, and I'm sure that they'll make adjustments, and so will we. So, you know, we'll have to be ready for, you know, what comes next. But, you know, they're a good running football team. They do a good job. The offensive line, tight ends, good blockers. They have good scheme. They attack you on all fronts, inside, outside. You know, the option game, and, of course, the play-action game that goes with it that keeps the secondary back. So they have a very good attack, and they definitely know what to do and what they're doing. They're well coached, and they put a lot of pressure on the defense. So, you know, we'll have a big challenge this week to try to handle all that.
Bill, you've always had a high opinion of Tebow. Do you think the game he had on Sunday might be a breakthrough game for him?
I think he's had a real good season. So, you know, Tim's a good football player. He does a lot of things well. You know, he's a winner. And he does the things to help his team win. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for him and the way he plays the game and certainly his performance and production.
So you were not surprised by the game he had on Sunday, as many people were?
Played pretty good all year long.
What did you think of 10 completions for 300 yards?
No, he's got a good arm, and he's very accurate down the field. We've seen that all year, too. He took advantage of those opportunities, put the ball in the money. The receivers did a good job. They gained some yards after the catch, and he had put the ball on them. So I thought the Broncos played, obviously, very, very well in all three phases of the game and deserved to win.
Bill, do you consider them an option team?
Well, they run the option, sure. They run, you know, different elements of it. Sometimes it's, you know, a three-way option with, you know, a dive, keep, and pitch, and sometimes it's more of a two-man option between the dive and the quarterback keeping the ball. But I think there's definitely an element of that to their running game. That's certainly not all they do by any stretch.
Are you surprised at all that you're playing the Broncos this week? I know a lot of people thought Pittsburgh was kind of a done deal with you guys.
Oh, we played them out there. I said after the game to a couple people, couple players of the Broncos and a couple people on our staff coming back from the game, I wouldn't be surprised to see them again, and I'm not, no.
Bill, do you think the statistics accurately reflect the play of your defense this year?
I think right now none of that really matters one way or the other. The statistics, bad, you know, record, I mean, it's a one-game season, so the only thing that really matters is this Saturday night, how the two teams compete against each other.
As a defensive coach, how do you feel about how your defense is playing?
Well, my focus is on how we play Saturday night against Denver. That's the only thing that matters.
Could Coach, what would you say to people that say, well, there go the Patriots again in terms of McDaniels? A free agent player certainly wouldn't be able to join a playoff team in the playoff run, but coaches are. It's not that it's breaking any rules, but it just seems a weird twist.
Well, our offensive coordinator took a job at Penn State, and so he's done that job here before. So we'll do what's best for our football team, as we always do.
Bill, are you pretty close offensively now in terms of terminology and everything than when Josh was there, or have you made any changes?
Yeah, it's been 3 years. But things change in 3 years.
Can you sort of tell us how you're dividing up the duties? Is Bill still going to call plays, or how are you going to do that?
Well, we're gonna do what we feel like is best for our football team for Saturday night against Denver. And as we go through the week, we'll make those determinations. However we feel we can put our most competitive team out there on the field Saturday night, that's what it's going to be.
Bill, does the performance of Tebow on Sunday make him any more complicated to prepare for this week?
Again, I think he's done a lot of those things all year. He had a great game against Pittsburgh, no question about it. He's played well throughout the season, whether it be managing the team, making decisions, running the ball, throwing the ball, scrambling, any and all of the above. He's a good football player.
Coach, the Broncos ran pretty. The Broncos ran very effectively in the first quarter against you guys. You got some key turnovers, but what other adjustments did you make that really were effective?
Yeah, I think we've talked enough about that game, and as I said, I don't think it really has a lot of bearing on this one. I think everything's just going forward. So, what did or didn't happen a month ago, that's all washed away right now. We're both teams will start with a new slate, and we'll see what happens Saturday night.
Part of the reason that Denver had success early in running the ball was the Willis McGahee's performance in that game, and he left early. Do you sense that is a key factor in Denver's run game when he is in the backfield compared to, say, someone else?
Well, they got a lot of production from all their runners in that game, the running backs, the quarterbacks. There's a lot of guys that gained yardage, but he's certainly a good player. He's a good inside runner. He's got good vision. He's a good outside runner. He can bounce the ball outside. He's got good speed. Receiver out of the backfield, so he's a good football player. There's no question about that, but he wasn't the only one that hurt us in that game.
Bill, how would you say Tom Brady is playing at this stage of his career?
I think, Tom had a Tom and our offensive players have had their moments and had a good year. But again, right now, it really comes down to one-game season, and that's really what we're all focused on is how to get our best performance out there on the field this Saturday night. So what did or didn't happen during the year or during a specific game, I don't think it's really that much of a focus for us. It's what we can do to get ready for this week's game.
Your final question, please.
I think I heard you, I read a quote from you saying that you kind of equate this to a divisional game where you make your adjustments. How so? Because you have played them so close to this upcoming game.
Well, in the division, when you play a team for a second time during the year, you can actually see the matchups of your team against the other team. Normally, when you just play a team once, you go off the different films that you see of how they look against somebody else, and it's just one where you can actually see the matchups in a game that's already been played this season. So that makes it a little bit different, because you normally don't get that from non-division teams that you play. So, but in the end, it's still every game's its own game, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of things that happen Saturday night that'll be different than what happened last month. And we'll just have to wait and see what those are.